Welcome to All In Definitely, interviews and insights to empower you to achieve personal and professional success through friendships, relationships, and marriage. Here are your hosts, Anwar and Sianna.
Welcome back to another episode. We're finally back together. Sianna, how you doing?
I'm good. Now I cannot hold my I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
You just come out of work. I've been waiting here for you to record. And how's it been? How's law school been?
Oh, God. Challenging. But it's been good. It's been good. I'm finally done with this first semester of second year, and that's amazing. I'm officially half of an attorney.
So I'm the one friend. I don't know if I'm the one friend you have or if you have more friends like me.
No,
but
I don't.
When I hear that you're stressed out because of law school, I get this happiness. I get this joy that you're just like I'm going through so much stress. I'm like, yes, you could do this.
That's why you're my one friend.
Because that's how you feel most alive, right?
No.
You don't feel alive that way?
Oh, well, yes, but I hate my life. It's a way of putting it. Enwar is the type of friend who, when he texts me and I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy, I'm so stressed out, I'm this and that, he's like, that's awesome, keep studying with joy.
Just make it happy.
What? Who studies with joy?
It's just this joyful thing. I mean, like, it's like if you're in a workout, sometimes I'm in like working out and I'm like, I get to this point of exhaustion. I'm just exhausted and I'm like so happy. In a way, I'm so beat up, but I'm just so happy. I'm like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Normally, that joy is after you're done with the workout, not while you're working out.
Correct. I guess you're right. Yeah. I guess you're right. So then you get beat up every day with your studying.
Yes, technically. Yeah, literally.
And your dogs?
My dogs are doing great. They're so cute.
So you have Baloo, the new one now?
Yes, Baloo. He's a year old. He's a mix, a Labrador and a Belgian Malinois, but we think it's T-Rex somewhere because he's crazy. But he's the sweetest. He's such a good boy.
I actually like him better than Simba, but only because he likes me better.
Simba
does not like me at all. He just does not like me.
Baloo, as long as you have food, I probably shouldn't be saying this.
Okay.
But as long as you have food, he's okay. Simba is the protector one, so.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He loses his shit when he sees me.
Yeah, or anybody else.
And the husband, how's he doing?
He's doing well.
You just got back from Cuba.
I did. Yes. It was an experience. It is always good to be with family, but at the same time, it's so sad, you know, being there in the situation. But, you know, I'm lucky. My family, they're lucky. They're privileged.
Is everyone healthy? Everyone's good.
They are. So okay. That's the one I'm saying. They're lucky.
So it's just a difference of philosophy.
Yes. Yeah. It's just sad. But, you know, so tell me about you.
Not that I can add a whole lot.
No. How's life been?
Life has been good. I have been working harder in the business and in real estate. So it's been keeping me busy. But now we're recording this around the holidays, and I don't have a lot going on. I don't have a dog. I don't have plants. I don't have I'm not dating anyone. Uh-huh. I'm not anything, you know, so it's just like I have all this free time, and this is the worst time to have free time, because that's when you think about your life and you're kind of like, am I doing life right? Like, is it for the right reasons? But I'll get back to that stuff.
Right.
Other than that, but I think I'm actually doing very, very great, actually. I'm dreaming more than I ever did before. I have more goals than I ever had before, and I'm more motivated than I've ever been. In fact, I just can't wait to get past the holidays, because I think that the world can start moving again with me.
Yes.
You know, it's like everything you're trying to like plan and there's nobody's available, nobody's work, everyone's
no.
It's kind of like hurry up in New Year, let's hurry up and get here. I'll be sleeping on New Year's. Yeah.
Do you start your year? Are you one of those who starts the year on January 1st or September? Like, do you go with the school year or like with the calendar year?
I go with the calendar year. I definitely go with the calendar year, because I mean, and mostly because of my love-hate relationship with alcohol. Because I absolutely love having drinks with my friends and catching up with family. and seeing people. But I have to, I have never found that balance. I don't have like good moderation skills. But I have in around the holidays, I have more reasons to drink. Cause everybody's like, oh, let's go have some drinks and let's go have like, and it just gets to be where it's like 4 or 5 times a week. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't handle this anymore. So I just can't wait till like January. And the thing is, it's like, yeah, you can say like, there's a couple of years there where I just haven't drinking at all. I just like abstain completely.
Right.
But then again, I don't have anything to share. Cause I don't really, I know that some people say, well, you don't need to, you know, drink alcohol or engage in food and with other people. You can just kind of eat your kale, drink your water and be on the side, but you're not involved. Like you're just not the same.
No. I agree with the alcohol, but not with the food.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you know, like somebody's eating, like they're making their, like we have coquito here.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we have some coquito. Here.
You didn't ask me asked me if I wanted water.
Well, we can get some coquito.
Oh my God. What type of a friend are you?
I didn't know that you wanted the you barely ever drink. Like
coquito.
I had the party here the other day, which thank you for coming and bringing Peter.
It was great. Time. Yeah, we had a great time.
Christmas party for the team here and other friends showed up as well. And I was like, I was probably like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7, 8 drinks in. And like, you're here for like 2 hours. You still haven't had your first drink. I'm like, what are you waiting? You're like, no, I'm on a budget of 2. So you're strategically choosing your 2. So I'm like, so, okay. So I'm like bobbling around, like waiting for you to have your 1 so I can cheers with you. I don't know what that is. Like that's next level. Like budgeting for your drinks.
I had like 3 that day. So
you went crazy.
Yes. So it's true that I waited until the end, but I had like 3.
Okay. So then there you go. So we didn't get to have our, did we have a drink?
Yeah, we did. We did? Oh God.
I don't remember.
So
by the time you got to that, I didn't even remember.
Oh my goodness.
This is my point exactly. So yes, we're going to have some coquito in a second.
Yeah, we should.
But I talked to my friends and like, I always get like some feedback on what we're talking about, and we don't have a lot of listeners right now. And the whole reason why I was building this content out is because I want to grow, but I also want to capture the content because I don't know how far we grow or if anyone will ever listen. Not that it matters a whole lot, because there's the people that really like, I get some great feedback, and that's enough to make everything worth it. But there seems to be like a kind of like connotation out there that I don't love marriages and relationships. And I absolutely do. So that's the kind of like, that's the kind of like dynamic that I deal with, because I get the feeling that the notion is that I'm not doing enough for relationships, because I'm focused so much on the individual and not the group. And, so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Like, we can talk a little bit about what do people do to, what are the reasons they break up?
Yeah.
And what are some things that you can do to stay in the relationship? But here's what I want to say before we get into it is, what is the purpose of staying in the relationship?
Yes, that's very important.
I mean, a lot of it is convenience. A lot of it is financial. A lot of it is habitual.
Yeah.
It's a learned kind of normalcy. But is it true what you envision a marriage to be? So I will say, stay in a relationship. I don't tell anybody when to stay in a relationship or not to stay in a relationship. That's telling people how to live their life, and I don't do that.
Yeah.
What I will do is say, ask yourself certain questions.
Yes.
So with that said, let's just talk a little bit about why people break up. And is there anything that can be done about it? Because we want to get young people. And this is the assumption. The assumption that is the person you're with, you actually love, you actually flourish with, and you actually grow from.
So those will be your questions? No. Are you flourishing? Are you growing? Are you actually loving this person?
No. The questions I would ask first is, are you accountable for your own life? And what are some things that you want to do? What do you want to see yourself accomplish? And are the people around you helping you or hurting you? But it starts with you.
Yes.
So like, it's a lot of internal questions before you even ask anything external. And that changes. Mm-hmm. That changes a lot. But let's just assume that, so we're under assumption that people are actually flourishing, they're in love, they're growing from each other, they're in every way of a great couple, in every way.
Yeah.
But they're human. So they're lacking in one thing, or maybe two, or they make a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about the first one.
Let's go.
The first one is when people, perfect couple, but someone makes a mistake and there's cheating.
Okay.
How do we keep, how do people stay together that's been cheating?
How do they stay together? Well, I think there, I've heard of people who, for example, have a family and they don't think that it's worth, you know, losing the whole family or breaking the family just for one night or one day or one situation. For other people, is like we've talked in the past, is the, you know, this fear or this thought of the divorce. It's going to be so nasty, or it can get so messy, or it can be so harsh financially for one of the parties or for both that they decide, let's just, you know, maintain the status quo. And those are the two main reasons that I can think of, you know. Or
but let me back up a little bit, because let's just define what cheating is.
Oh,
because
my
it's different
God.
For it's different for a lot of people, right?
Yes.
Let's just do with the general the general. I would say where we are in the world. What is the general idea of what is cheating? What is that?
Could we agree that it would be having sex with somebody else?
That's definitely cheating in my book.
Exactly. Okay. And mine too. Okay, let's go from the broader to from narrow to broad.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so now we know that having sex is cheating.
Okay, so in that form of cheating, in having sex with if somebody you're with has sex with somebody else, can mm-hmm. you fix that?
Fix it? Would you stay in that relationship?
Yes.
Most likely not.
But remember something before you say that. You're flourishing together. You're growing together. Everything is going great.
Yes.
Would you stay in that marriage?
No.
You will not?
I think that I would not trust that person anymore, and that's a very important part of a relationship, trusting your partner. And if you cannot trust that person will stay faithful to you, and let's say this, it's unconsented sex, because if my partner says, hey, how about we go out and, you know, whatever happens, and I'm okay with that and I accept that, I potentially be fine for me, you know, if I accepted it in a given circumstance.
Like you give him a hall pass, you'd be like, go out there and go,
yeah,
whatever happens.
Exactly.
Okay, but we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
We're talking about the fact that he went with a he went out on a guy's trip to Colombia, and he said that I'm not going to do anything. Don't worry, I'm just going to hang out with my friends. We're going to go horseback riding, and you find out that he may have had an Airbnb full of women and ended up with, I don't know, some panties in his luggage.
No, he's not coming back to a relationship.
It's very clear that it was just probably a fun night out.
That's
and
good.
not him having a relationship.
He might as well decide to stay in Colombia.
But do you really? I understand that, because I mean, a lot of people say that. But do you really mean that? Like, if you thought about it, like, no, but think about it, because you guys own a house together.
What are you trying to convince me about?
No, I just want you to keep.
You would be the first one saying, "No, come to stay with me. Don't worry about
yes,
it."
Yes, yes, yes. I would say they'll
forget
do not
about that guy.
Yeah, I would definitely say. Because I think it's an ultimate like betrayal. For there's so much that you can deal with.
Yes.
And there's so little you ask not to deal with.
Yes.
That, I mean, you're not that complicated. I know you. You're very like simple. These are some things that there's a hard line right here. Don't cross that line.
Yeah, and like you were saying, oh, how about the family? In this case, my case, the dogs, or what about the house? You own a house. Why didn't you think about it in Colombia? Because we also had dogs and family and a house. You
but
know?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that he made a conscious decision. I mean, obviously he made a conscious decision.
Yeah.
But let's say he made a mistake and he says, "I'm sorry."
No, like that's okay. I'm glad you're sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm out.
So that's a hard line no.
Yes, it's okay. A total
that's
no.
That's a hard line no for yeah. me too. That's bottom line
oh, wow.
hard line
we
no
agree
for me
on
too.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. I do
oh
agree
my
with
God.
That. And it's one of those things for me, that it's a one big difference between someone that's a good friend and someone that's a relationship
yeah.
partner, because you can grow with friends, you can flourish with friends, you can have all these things. But when it gets sexual, I mean, to me, that's just like one
yes.
person, that's just one engagement. And if you're going to do so much with and ask, you know, just don't cross this line. We
exactly.
can work out other things, just don't cross this line. It makes it like not a hard ask. It's
no.
just a very, very easy ask.
And the thing is that if you think about it, there is so much, because you don't just meet somebody and have sex. I mean, at least not the way I see it or from my experience. You are a guy, it might be different, but you don't just meet somebody and have sex. There's a lot that happens before that. So you had a lot of opportunity to stop that from happening. From, you know, don't say, oh, it was just a mistake, because it wasn't. You had opportunity to stop that along the way and you didn't. You kept going. So like you said, it's the only thing or the most important thing that a partner would ask you not to do, and you had opportunity to stop it and you didn't. So yeah, no, that's unacceptable.
So, I mean, I agree with that statement, right? Because I mean, that's the one hard line that we have, and we, you know, don't have sex with anybody else. And if you make a mistake, you know, we can talk about, you know, did you flirt with someone? I don't know what would be acceptable.
Let me ask you, what about, because in your example, you were in Colombia. Okay, no, my partner was in Colombia.
Yeah.
Let me not put you in the story.
I can go to Colombia.
Let me avoid that. Yeah. I don't want to get you in trouble.
There's no one to get in trouble with, but go ahead.
So how about instead of me finding out, my partner told me?
That's what I was getting
would
at.
That be acceptable? Not for me. I'm asking you. Like if your partner went
told
to
me.
Colombia and had sex and then came back and say, hey, Amor, I have something to tell you. I feel really bad about it. It won't ever happen again because I'm already really sad. But I had sex with this guy. He was this actor from Colombian telenovelas and I just couldn't help it. He's so hot.
That's a good question. You know, because there's a lot of variables. The quick answer is still wouldn't matter, but I would just definitely appreciate that person a whole lot more. Like
yeah.
that would be so much more acceptable if not having to find out. It's like someone says, hey, I made a mistake. Can
yeah.
I tell you about it? It's eating me away. You know, I don't want to be with you sexually until you understand what happened and I'll explain. And then you apologize. Will I end the marriage? Yes, I would. Because, you know, there's so much more in my mind from a marriage. Is like, just because you finished one stage with this person does not mean that they're gone from your life.
Yeah.
This is the common trend that people think, like, okay, someone cheats on you, then you have to stop talking to them forever
yes.
and ever, and you don't have anything to do with them again.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't. That just means that one stage is done. And for me, it's like, we don't have to, you know, you know, I talk to my exes. In fact, I'm in business with,
yeah.
with an ex, one of my companies. And even though, you know, nothing happens, I can still, there's a life past that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's better being, I'll talk about that later. Right, remind me, I got to talk to you about the benefits of ex-husband. I got to talk about that. But for me, it would be a hard line. Now, there's variations to cheating, though. There's standards to cheating. What happens if I was dating my wife and then she kissed somebody? Is that cheating? Yes. Would that mean I am absolute about my breakup? I don't know. I really would have to judge
yes.
the whole, all the variables there.
Yeah, because kissing, it can be like, it can actually, like kissing could be potentially a mistake in mm-hmm. a way. You could.
Right.
Kiss somebody on the lips without, because we're assuming it's a kiss on the lips. So
yeah.
you can kiss somebody on the lips without meaning it, you know?
Correct.
So that's, there could be space for a mistake there. So I would think about that too. And especially if, like we were talking before, I didn't find out, the person told me, you know, my partner told me, I would probably think about it. But I would definitely be on guard after that.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, but I mean, I don't think people should get into a marriage with the mindset that my spouse would never cheat on me.
No.
That's not a mindset that you should ever have, because obviously it has nothing to do. It doesn't have anything, but it's not just to do with, I love my wife, I would never like kiss another girl or something like that. That's part of it. That's a big part of it. But sometimes you're caught in different scenarios and different moments, and you know, there's a million different things that can happen to you, and you make a mistake.
Yeah.
So I'm not, but is kissing a hard line? No. Okay, one more and then we can move on to the other thing. But what about no sex, no kissing, and just a romance? Is that cheating?
You know, I consider that more cheating or worse than kissing. Because kissing could be, like I said, it could even be a mistake. Could be one moment thing, something that just happened. But romance, and we're talking about like texting, I'm guessing, right? Texting,
right. Talking.
Like phone conversations, talking, even dating without kissing or sex, that is unacceptable to me.
But can you fix it? Is what we want to know, like
no, okay, I don't
if somebody
think
gets
so.
Like that, like can we stay there? Can you you know, if there's a romance that forms, and usually what happens here is they meet up with someone from their past.
Yeah.
Your spouse meets up with someone from their past. There was a connection, or there was a longing for a connection, and the flirtation starts. It's typically in a downtime in your marriage where it's less exciting, it's more dull, and you're kind of seeking something exciting, and someone shows you attention, and you're coming at the right moment. Before you realize what you're doing, you're saying a flirtatious comment back and forth. You may make a joke just to throw it out there. And then all of a sudden you, before you know it, there's a conversation. Someone says, hey, you know, I like you. And then someone says, I like you back. You know, let's just talk. We're just friends. We're not going to say anything, something like that. And then this person comes to you and said, listen, I just got to let you know something. This person came back from my past. You didn't see the text messages. Let's assume that you didn't see text messages. Because that's where all the truth is, right?
Yeah.
All the truth is in the text messages. If you ever want to know truth, go to the text messages. So let's say you come back there and your spouse goes to you and say, listen, I was talking to someone from my past. It didn't go anywhere. Nothing happened. I made a mistake by even letting it get this far. But obviously this person wants more and I need to stop them from my life. I just want to let you know that. So if you get a call from anyone, or if you get a text message from someone, nothing happened and he was honest about it. Is that fixable?
It can be. I don't know. Like, I think it would depend on the moment. It would depend on the situation. So I'm not going to say, like I said before, no, it's unacceptable. But I would say here it would depend on the situation. But it would be a hard one because, like I said, it was something that was going on. It was not something that just happened. At some point, you just made a flirtatious comment. No, you kept talking to this person. You could have thought that you had a house, that you had a family, that you had a girlfriend or a partner or a spouse, whatever the case might be, in the middle of that conversation and say, hey, hang on. No, I cannot keep on going here. Yet you decided to keep talking. So,
And I heard a lot of people say that same thing that you said, like this emotional attachment is far more it's far more devastating to a marriage than actual just sex or you're making or kissing someone or whatever the case may be. But I think it's the opposite. I actually think so. When we went through those three examples, the one that I was know about that you were know about is the actual sex with someone. To me, that's a hard line, and that's that. Still stay in your life, still grow with you, still we can own the house and maybe rent it out and share the money, whatever, we'll fix that out. But it doesn't mean that I have to stop talking to you. And I am against just cutting good people out of your life because you're just not no longer with them anymore. There's ways that we can keep good people in your life even long after your marriage. And you can grow from them and still have them involved. The second part that we talked about is like kissing or something non-sexual but intimate.
Yeah.
Like physical. Physical but non-sexual.
Yeah.
and that's a maybe. That's a big, yeah. big maybe for me. And then we have coming to the point where there was nothing physical, there was nothing sexual, but there was only something that was emotional
yeah.
or conversation. And to me, that's a definite. I can work that out. That's a definite.
You
yes.
could work 100%.
I could work that out.
Yeah. It's not definite for me. Like a kiss would be more definite for me.
Really?
Yes. Because so like I said, a kiss can happen. Like you can be drunk,
right.
not thinking about what's going on, and kiss somebody or accept somebody else's kiss. But that was one specific time, one specific moment. It can be even like somebody that you don't even know. But for you to have romance, you know that person and you know them very well. And in my opinion, that's like the beginning of something that will end up in sex, most likely. Yeah. So the reason why you didn't have sex with that person was either because you didn't have the chance or because you thought about your relationship right on time. Otherwise, that would have ended up in sex. You can kiss somebody and just like right away say, what the hell was this? No, I'm sorry. Like that was a mistake. And that's it. You know, but the kiss is there.
Or just say, thank you for the kiss. But nothing. Exactly. I don't want to.
But that's it. Yeah,
Back away from me. But exactly. Yeah. And then not be a whole thing. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this first is because this is the most controversial topic is the, we're going to go over some next topics in the next show. But I wanted to get to this one because this is the one that's very like damaging.
Yes.
This gets the most emotional going right now.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, starting out, I never get into any scenario that I believe I'll only be the only one forever and ever, because I start off every relationship thinking it's going to be indefinite.
Yeah.
But that's not the question I ask myself. I ask myself, what am I getting from the relationship that's keeping me in it? And mm-hmm. and if it's not in it, it's great to walk this world within your own self, because if you love yourself, that's really all you need. I have a great life, and you know, I'm single and I absolutely have a great time. Now, when it comes to holidays, I'm like, you know, this is when I get like, there's no loneliness comes in because I don't have like anywhere to be. I was eating Frosted Flakes. I think I sent you the picture. I was eating Frosted Flakes for Thanksgiving. But you know what though?
But I told you that you could go to my house. So don't play the pity party now.
No, it wasn't pity
party. Because I had leftovers. Because we had a brunch.
I think, you had a brunch thing. You didn't have a, where did you have?
We had a brunch.
But it wasn't.
It was early.
It wasn't at your house.
Yeah, it was at my house.
It was at your house?
It was early in the morning. So when you text me, it was at night.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I said, just come over. We have leftovers.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. That's why. I didn't know, because if it was like a party, I would have went then. But I didn't want to be the third wheel at the leftover party, because that would have made me feel worse. That's why I didn't go to that. But no, thank you for, and if you let me know ahead of time, maybe I'll probably be married. Single next year, so I'll go for your
brunch.
That's
fine.
Yeah. But by the way, I just want to say there's nothing wrong with being lonely, and there's nothing wrong with being single.
No.
I get my best thinking done. Like I've been doing all these goal setting and dreaming and affirmations, all these things I've been repeating in my mind and reading good books. So I can't wait to start the year. Like I'm just excited about next year. I'm more enthusiastic about next year than I've ever been in many, many years. So starting the year alone or being in yourself, like somebody in a relationship has to add to that.
Yes.
Has to bring you something more and then just a distraction from being alone.
Exactly.
And if this person is being complete and great and supportive and loving and they make a mistake, sometimes it's good to work it out.
Yeah, but something that you were talking in a way, and I was thinking about it, it's like if you feel the necessity of cheating, you might as well have achieved divorce. You have
Correct.
To think about it, you know, because like one thing is, like I said, something that just happened, a mistake. But one thing is like romance or sex. In those cases, you had time to think about it. You had time to analyze your actions. And so if by doing so you decide that somebody else could be the answer, then just break up with your partner, because obviously it's not working.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. And you're such a smart person, and we very intellectual, and we have all this great consciousness, but we can't forget that we're biological beings too. And your biology, I don't know what it is to be a female, right? But I can tell you with great certainty what it is to be a male. especially with a lot of testosterone and like, and it just is a difficult thing. Like the right woman shows you the right attention at the right time of weakness or wrong time, depending on how you put it. I mean, you could end up kissing someone. You could end up like getting that high or having sex with someone. And I know it's a mistake and I'm not condoning anything. I just know that it's not as like, as a conscious decision as you're thinking. Sometimes you're just not even thinking. And especially if there's alcohol involved. So refrain from alcohol. But I mean, if you are alcohol involved, you end up making some bad decisions. And you know, for better or for worse, I mean, you know, it is what it is. This is one of the conversations that couples get themselves into a lot of time. And let me tell you something. I've had lots of friends that it almost seems as if women no longer have a sex drive. It almost seems like it's just not even there anymore. Because a lot of my friends will say that we get to a sexless marriage. And I know we've talked about this topic before. Yes. And in those cases, what is a man to do? I mean,
talk to your partner? We've already talked about it.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing. But it just breeds for an environment to make a mistake.
I understand, but it's still a mistake.
It's absolutely a mistake. But we don't want it to. What we want it to do is like if that mistake's, be clear about your struggles, so that if you make a mistake, at least there's an understanding.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to agree with the person. I'm not saying you have to stay with the person. But as long as you can have understanding,
yeah,
you can keep good people in your life.
That I agree with. But the other problem is this, and something that I mentioned but we didn't really talk about, and it's trust. Like, you would be breaking that trust that somebody gave you at some point when you were cheating, because now I feel that I cannot, like you said, if the only thing that I'm asking you is not to cheat and you cheat on me, then I feel that I cannot trust you anymore. And that applies for many other situations, but you
can trust them. You just can't trust them in one area of one part of your life. You can trust them with your car, maybe your checkbook. You could trust them with
definitely not with my checkbook.
Okay, well, you don't think you trust anybody with your checkbook. But I mean, when you say I can't trust you anymore, that's a broad statement. Obviously, you can trust this person. They're not going to, like, you know, mistreat your dogs when you're not there. They're not going to, like, you know, destroy your property or anything like that because they make a mistake. They're not going to hurt you, you know, or cause physical harm to you. You can trust them in a many, many, many kinds of ways. But just with one, if you make a mistake with sex, yes, you can no longer trust that again. That's true. But that's always true.
But you're talking as far as a relationship. Like, what I'm saying is I mean, you're talking outside of a relationship, because everything that you mentioned can be a friend who does that. I'm talking about a relationship. Like, I don't think I could have a relationship with somebody that I do not trust. So, and I do not trust that, oh, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be working late. And now I'm going to be thinking, oh, yeah, no, he's probably out cheating.
But see, that's what I was trying to tell you, is like, shouldn't you think that way all the time?
No, because you trust the person you are with.
It's okay. Let me.
That's not healthy at all. Like, being with somebody thinking that it's lying to you.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't think that you shouldn't be paranoid thinking about this person's going to be cheating on you. That's not what I'm saying. But you should always know that that's a possibility.
Yeah, and that's okay.
They're just not a. It's not. They're still a biological being. Everybody is in a different place of life. Women are equal to men. We're working together and for different reasons now. And the whole fabric of marriage has changed completely. So we want to make sure that what are we staying into a marriage for? Like, is it because you trust them for sex, or because they help you grow? Or what is the point of it? So, I don't know.
But it's not only because they help you grow. Because like you were saying, you can find other people in your life who will help you grow. Or you can even keep this person around and grow with them, just not as a couple.
Yeah.
Because if you don't trust, I feel that trust is like the most important part of a relationship. So if you break that, then we're not in a relationship anymore.
I think that's a fair statement. And I will say this, just because you break up with that person that you can't trust anymore, doesn't mean you're not going to have sex with that person ever again either.
Oh, really?
No,
well, that's you.
No, that's a lot of people.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Not me.
Not you. Not you. And let's just end right there because we have a lot to talk about. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna go get some coquito and we're gonna end this episode and then we'll be right back. And listen again. Thank you guys for coming. We're back on this. We want people to stay together this season. And we're in Christmas season, so we're trying to do everything we do to get the conversation going, to stay together, know the values. And just a quick shout out to our sponsor, American Worldwide Academy. If you know anyone that needs a high school diploma or career training certificate, go to careerhighschool.com and see us again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to All In Definitely. Help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing the show.